Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Psalm 13. O Lord, how long will you forget me forever? How long will you look the other way? How long must I struggle with anguish in my soul, with sorrow in my heart every day? How long will my enemy have the upper hand? Turn and answer me, O Lord my God. Restore the sparkle to my eyes, or I will die. Don't let my enemies gloat, saying, "We have defeated him." Don't let them rejoice at my downfall. But I trust in your unfailing love. I will rejoice because you have rescued me. I will sing to the Lord because he is good to me. My theme for reflection is, from how long to I will trust. From how long to I will trust. Waiting is one of the most difficult spiritual disciplines, especially when everything feels still and nothing seems to be changing. We look, we hope, we sigh, and then we look again, as though something might shift simply because we checked one more time. But this is not only a spiritual problem. Think of those moments when you are expecting a message. Perhaps you sense something that might provoke a response, and you are bracing for what will come. Or you made an important request and were promised a reply. Or you applied for a job and were told to expect an answer at a certain time. In those moments, your attention keeps returning to your phone. You check it repeatedly, not because anything has changed, but because your heart is restless. Waiting has a way of revealing what is happening inside of us. It exposes our anxieties, our expectations, and sometimes even our fears. And yet, it is often in these very moments of uncertainty that faith begins to take shape, not in the absence of waiting, but in learning how to wait with trust. Psalm 13 captures that very human experience. David, writing to the chief musician, gives us a prayer that begins in deep distress. How long, O Lord? Not once, but four times. It is the cry of a soul that feels forgotten, unheard, and overwhelmed. David likely wrote this during a season of prolonged struggle, perhaps pursued by enemies or weighed down by inner turmoil. What is striking is not just his pain, but his honesty. He does not pretend. He does not tidy up his emotions. He brings them directly to God. This is where the psalm becomes profoundly relevant for us today, especially during Lent. Lent is not a season for pretending strength. It is a season for truthful prayer. It allows us to name our questions, our delays, and our disappointments. David reminds us that faith does not mean the absence of struggle. It means bringing that struggle into the presence of God. John Calvin once wrote, "The Psalms are an anatomy of all parts of the soul." In Psalm 13, we see that anatomy laid bare: despair, confusion, longing, and yet ultimately trust. But notice the movement. David does not stay in despair. He turns from self-reflection, "How long shall I take counsel in my soul?" to God-directed prayer, "Consider and hear me, enlighten my eyes." He realizes something crucial. His feelings are real, but they are not final. He needs God to help him see clearly. Scripture confirms this pattern. In 2 Corinthians 4:18, Paul writes, "We fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Faith does not deny what we feel, but it refuses to be ruled by it. It seeks a deeper vision. And then comes the turning point. But I have trusted in your mercy. Nothing external has changed. The enemies are still there. The delay is still real. But David's perspective shifts. He chooses to trust, to rejoice, to sing. Not because life is easy, but because God is faithful. Now let us consider a simple story for illustration. A man had been searching for work for months. Each day felt heavier than the last. He prayed, but nothing seemed to change. One evening, exhausted, he simply said, "Lord, help me see what I cannot see." The next day, nothing dramatic happened, but he found a quiet strength to keep going, to reach out, to hope again. Weeks later, an opportunity came, not just a job, but one that reshaped his future. Looking back, he realized that the greatest change had not been external first, but internal. His eyes had been enlightened before his circumstances shifted. That is the quiet miracle of Psalm 13. It teaches us that transformation often begins not in what changes around us, but in how God changes what we see within us. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where in your life are you quietly asking, "How long, O Lord?" Number two, what might it mean for you today to move from questioning to trusting, even before the answer comes? And now our practical exercise for today. Take a moment to write your own honest prayer to God. Include your frustration, your waiting, your fears, and then consciously end it with a declaration of trust. Faithful God, you hear us even when we feel forgotten. In this Passion Week of the Lenten season, teach us to bring our whole selves before you, our doubts, our fears, and our longing. Enlighten our eyes when we cannot see clearly, and anchor our hearts in your unfailing mercy. Help us to move from despair to trust, from silence to song. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore.